ব্রহ্মবন্ধ ক্ষত্রবন্ধ পার্সন বর্ন ইন দি ফ্যামিলি অফ এ ব্রাহ্মণ but has no Brahman qualification. He is called Brahma Bandhu, friend of a Brahman. Bandhu means friend. Just about a person, a man, his father is high court judge. So there is no harm that he belongs to the family of such and such high court judge. But that does not mean he is high court judge. It should be known. That is the difference. Brahmana and Brahma Bandhu. Brahmana means Guru Karma Vibhav. He must have the quality. Tama, Tama, Saucham, Rishikha, Ajavam, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astrikam, Brahma Karma Sabhav. He must be self-controlled, controlling the mind and the senses, that very clean Saucham. Sattam, Sautam, then Titikha, tolerant, Arjava, very simple, no duplicity, simple, Arjava, Jnanam, full knowledge, Vijnanam, knowledge applied in practical life. It is Vijnana. This like we call science. Science means to know the things correctly and by practical experiments to understand the things correctly. That is Vijnana. Jnana means theoretical knowledge. And Vijnanam means practical application of the knowledge. Simply if I know this is the qualification of Brahmana, but there is no practical application, that will not do. One must pass the engineering examination and work as engineer, then he is called an engineer. One has passed the law examination and is practicing in the court, then he is lawyer. Two things require. Similarly, all these varna vibhava, division of varnas, Guna karma vibhava. Guna means he must have the necessary quality At the same time, he must work with the quality. Then he is Chaturbarnamaya system, guna karma vibhaga. So here Ashwatthama is born of a Brahmana father, but his work has been proved just like a butcher. So therefore he is called Brahma Bandhu. He is called not a Brahmana, Brahma Bandhu. Brahma Bandhu Shiro Atotaina. Atotaina, aggressor. A Brahmana does not require to kill a person with weapon. No, that is Kshatriya's business. If one is actually a Brahmana, of course in the Kali Yuga such Brahmana is not to be found. He simply curse is sufficient to kill a man. If a Brahmana curses somebody, just like Maharaj Parikshit, he was cursed by a Brahmana's son, means not fully Brahmana, not grown up, a child, a boy, 12 years old. He cursed Parikshit Maharaj that within 7 days he will be bitten by a serpent, and it came to be true. So Brahmana does not require any sword or any arrow to kill a man. His very word is sufficient. Therefore when somebody was to be killed, the Brahmana would bring it to the Kshatriya, not killing himself by weapon. Just like Vishwamitra, he wanted to kill one Rakshasi, so he came to Maharaj Dasharatha, Kshatriya, to do the business of killing. There are so many, that is Shastric evidences. So here Brahma Bandhu Ashwatthama was born of a Brahmana, Dronacharya, but he killed the 5 sons of Draupadi most abominably when they were sleeping. So what to speak of Brahmana, he is less than a Kshatriya even, because a Kshatriya also do not kill anybody while one is sleeping. A Kshatriya challenges, offers him weapon, fights, and then one of them is killed. That is, so here it is Brahmavara, Atataina. Atataina, aggression. Anyone who kidnaps one's wife is called aggressor. One who sets fire in your house, he is aggressor. One who is coming to kill you with weapon, he is aggressor. In this way, there is a list of aggression. So, aggressor can be killed immediately. If somebody is aggressor, there is no sin in killing aggressor. The enemy who sets fire to the house, administers poison, attacks all of a sudden with deadly weapon, plunders wealth, or usurps agricultural fields, or entices one's wife, is called an aggression. Everything, this is Vedic knowledge, everything has got definition. So, this Ashwatthama was an aggressor. Therefore, Arjuna decided to kill him. Although he is born of a Brahmin family, naturally a person born in a Brahmin family is expected to become a Brahmin by qualification. That was the training. The brahmachari, generally the sons of Brahmana and Kshatriyas, especially these two sects, up to Vaishya, they were trained as brahmachari. And Shudras were not interested. The door is open for everyone, but the lower class, except Brahmana or Kshatriya, they are not interested to become brahmachari, or their parents are not interested. Just like you are going to open this brahmachari school or ashram, but I am doubtful whether we will get many children, because in this age people are interested to become Shudra. Nobody is interested to become Brahman. Technology means Shudra. Technology is not the business of a Brahman or Kshatriya or Vaishya. No. Just like blacksmith, goldsmith, carpenter, craftsman, these are technology. They are meant for the Shudras. Brahmanas, they are to be trained up how to become truthful, how to become controller of the senses, how to become simple, how to become tolerant, in this way. Kshatriya, how to become strong, stout, brave, no going away when there is challenge, not to go away from fighting, to possess land, to rule over, Ishvara Bhavancha, and charity. These are the Kshatriya qualifications. The charity was given by the Kshatriyas. Even there are instances that Mohammedan rulers in this country, they also gave in charity land and temple in Vrindavan. There are many instances. Aurangzeb gave some land, Jahangir gave some land. There is still one temple. It was constructed by Jahangir. And the other side of the Jamuna, there is a village called Jahangirpura. That village was given to the Brahmana for maintaining the temple. So, charity, that is Kshatriya's business, and perform yajnas, giving charity, and to rule, not to go away from fighting, challenge, very strong, stout. These are Kshatriya qualifications. And the Vaishya qualification, agriculture, krishi, krishi goraksha, and cow protection. Krishi goraksha, banijyam. And if there is excess, then banijya, trade. Otherwise, there is no question of trade. And Vaishya and Shudra, Parichadyatmaka, to work for some payment. That is, this blacksmith, goldsmith, the weaver, you take some work from him and pay him something, maintain him. That is Shudra. So, in એટલે શાસ્ત્ર એથી છે કલૌ શુદ્ર સંભવા, એટલે કલયુગ યોગ ઓલમોસ્ટ એવરી વન ઇઝ અ શુદ્ર. યુ ફાઇન્ડ દેર ઇન્ટરેસ્ટેડ ઇન એક્સેપ્ટિંગ સમ સર્વિસ. Even one is born of a Brahmin family, he is looking after some good job. That is Sudra mentality. That is not Brahmana's business. Brahmana will not accept anyone's service. Neither the Kshatriyas, neither the Vaishyas, only Sudras. So, considering all these points, Ashwatthama is accepted here as Brahma Bandhu, and at the same time his aggressor. Brahma Bandhu Atutahina. Therefore Arjun promised, I shall kill him. Arjun did not promise to kill a Brahmana. No, that was his not business. Because he is proved to be Brahma Bandhu and Atutahina, he deserved to be killed. Therefore it is hanged. So, next verse, this verse Krishna's name is Achyuta. Achyuta means fallen. And Achyuta means never fallen. The Mayavadi philosophers, they foolishly say that when God becomes entangled by Maya, he becomes a living entity. Jiva-bhuti. Jiva means when he forgets that he is God. Then he becomes a jiva, living. This is Mayavanshya. But how God can degrade to become a man or any animal? He is Achyuta, he never falls. Otherwise, how is God? If God also falls, it's like we fall down. Ashwatthama, he is son of a Brahmana, but he is fallen to become a butcher because his living being is different from God. In another place we find Krishna says to Arjuna that both Arjuna and Krishna was present when the Bhagavad Gita instruction was given to Sun God millions of years ago. Krishna said that you have forgotten. I did not. So, this is Achyuta. He never falls down from any standard. He is always perfect, complete. So one who is not complete is jiva, anu, and vibhu. Vibhu, there are many examples. Just like fire, blazing fire. You have got experience. And there are sparks. These sparks fall down sometimes and become extinguished without any illumination, without any burning power. When so long the spark is within the fire, it has got the same quality, illumination and burning quality. But as soon as it falls down, extinguished, no more illumination, no more burning power. So, our position is like that. Although we are part and parcel of God, mamaivamsi jiva bhuta, because we have chuta, fallen down from our spiritual atmosphere. It's like spiritual atmosphere. Krishna's friends, coward boys, they're playing with Krishna. That is also playing. And here in this material world, the boys, they also play football. But these two plays are different. One is spiritual and another is material. Same example, the spark, when it is with the fire, it is illuminating and burning. But when the sparks fall down, you may fall down on the ground. There are three chances. One chance is the spark falls down on dry grass. Then there is fire. As soon as the spark falls down on the dry grass, there is fire for some time. And when the spark falls down on the ground, it is extinguished. And when the fire spark falls down on the water, then it is not only extinguished, it becomes no more inflammable. Very difficult to inflame. Similarly, when we fall down from the fire, a spiritual world, we associate with three qualities. Purusha prakritistha bhumte prakritijan guna. This is the statement of Bhagavad Gita. Prakriti vijnana guna, in the prakriti, in this material world, there are three modes of material nature: satogun, rajogun, tamogun. So there is time. When you fall down, you can fall down anywhere. This example, the sage, the spark falls down from the original fire. So it can fall down on the dry grass, it can fall down on the water, it can fall down on ground. There is three chances. Similarly, when the living entity originally part and parcel of God, the same quality, not the same quantity. It's like spark and fire. The same quality, but not same quantity. Fire is very big. Therefore, the big fire is achyuto. It is never degraded. But the small fire degrades. So, when Krishna comes, big fire comes. He is not degraded. He is achyuto. He don't think that because Krishna has come in this material world, so he is also affected by the material qualities. No. In Bhagavata it is said, etat isanam isasya. This is controlling power. Although he comes in this material world, he is not affected by the material qualities. Not fallible, is achyuta. Therefore Krishna is disguised as achyuta. When Arjuna was asking Krishna to move his chariot, so he addressed him as achyuta. Sinaya ruvayara madhe ratha sthapaya me achyuta. Why achyuta? Because Krishna is the Supreme Lord and Arjuna is living being entity. Arjuna is servant and Krishna is the master. Jive Sarupa Nitya Krishna Dasa. How the servant can order the master? It is not the etiquette, neither it is possible. Therefore, Arjuna reminded Krishna, achyuta. My dear friend, you are achyuta, you never fallible. You promised that you shall drive my chariot. So now, because you are my driver, I am asking you to follow my orders. Don't be sorry. Therefore, senayo rivayara madhe ratha sthapaya me achyuta. In this way you find Krishna never failed in his promise. He remains always. When you are pierced with the arrows, sometimes the chariot driver is killed, the horses are killed to make the enemy inactive. Because without horses, without chariot driver, how you can drive? So, Krishna is achyuta. He never falls. So this is a false theory that when God falls down, he becomes a jiva. And when he is again revived in his original position, he becomes God. This is nonsense theory. It has no meaning. God never falls down. But rascals, abhijananti manga mudha, manusentanumahata. Because they are rascals, they think Krishna as ordinary humans. Abhijananti manga mudha. Therefore, Krishna's lila, Vrindavan, so many rascals they think that Krishna's dealing with the gopis is the same as one young man or young boy plays with other young girls. No. They are different. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita. This dealing in this material world between young boys and girls, their material, they're simply a reflection of the original dealing. The verse in the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadasya Jataha, from Brahma, everything is emanating. Without being in Brahma, nothing can be manifest or existing within this world. So these love affairs between young girl and young boy is there in Brahma. That is the dealing of Krishna and the gopis. So that dealing is perfectly reflected within this material world. It is not the same thing. It is different. But those who are not in the knowledge, they take it that the dealings is on Vishnu and the Vrajavasu. It is so nice that actually if one hears about the dealings of the gopis and Krishna, then he becomes so elevated in devotion that he forgets the lusty dealings between man and woman. That is the result. It is stated in the Bhagavad. Amana apuhinoti bhaktiṃ pratilabha apuhinoti kāma. If one is eligible to hear the dealings of gopis and Krishna, the result will be you will forget the lusty desires of this material world. Therefore it is not for all. Dealings of gopis and Krishna, it is meant for the liberated person. They can hear, not the ordinary person. Therefore, this Krishna Leela is given in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So don't jump over. First of all, you try to understand Krishna, Achyuta. Janmadasya jataha annaya kisadadasya arthi shukra vikna sarat. To understand Krishna, not only the Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD, and Srimad Bhagavatam begins when one is actually Krishna conscious. Sarva dharmān paritrajya māmi. Then Srimad Bhagavatam begins. So, don't jump over the Krishna Leela, but jump over Radha Kunda, unless you are a liberated person. This is the distinction. Achyuta. You must be also Achyuta, not falling down from the standard of pure devotional service. Achyuta Godra. Vaishnava, when he is asked about his identification, he gives Achyuta Godra. Now I belong to the Achyuta, not to my original family. Therefore, for a sannyasi, when he is asked, what is your identification, it is says Purvasram. Purvasram means formerly I belong to such and such family. Now I belong to the family of Krishna. Achyuta Godra. This is the etiquette. once sannyasi should not be inquired about his identification, because he has given up the family relationship, so he should not be bothered. That is not etiquette. Even somebody inquired, he should inquire like Purvasram. What was your Purvasram? Before taking sannyas, what was your identification? So, to take sannyas means to become in the family of Uchuta. Uchuta Gotra. Gotra means family. In Indian system, there are Gotras of big rishi's name. Gautama Gotra, Kashyapa Gotra, Vasishtha Gotra, like that. So they are coming in disciplic succession or family. All of them were Grihasthas. Some of them are coming from the family, and some of them are coming from disciplic succession. But both of them are of the same Gotra. So therefore it is understood Achyuta Gotra. Those who are renowned somewhere in the place, these are called